genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is originals. Each of my guests is an original in his or her field. My next guest refers to herself as America's digital goddess. She burst onto the national scene in the mid-1990s and today dispenses computer advice to over 10 million people each week on her nationally syndicated radio program. We're going to discuss what having ubiquitous computing means to our modern society. And if you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Kim Commando is host of a talk radio program based on the popularity of personal computers, the use of the internet, and the complexities of consumer electronics. The Kim Commando Show is broadcast and syndicated over 450 radio stations in the U.S. and two stations in Ontario, Canada. The three-hour call-in show on weekends receives, get this, 50,000 calls an hour. The Kim Commando's Digital Minute, which airs on 390 stations 5 days a week as well, is just a short one-minute intro that she does each and every day for those 390 stations. Kim has appeared on CNN, CBS, MSNBC, ABC, the BBC, and Fox News. Her syndicated column appears in USA Today and other newspapers across the country. Kim began her career in sales working for IBM, AT&T, and Unisys. At Unisys, she sold mainframe computer systems. Kim started to write a column about companies for the Arizona Business Gazette, which led to a call-in show on computers that aired late nights on KFYI in Phoenix. In 1992, Kim quit her job to focus on media exclusively. The Kim Commando Show, as I said, now appears on 450 radio stations and is heard by nearly 10 million people per week. Kim's a graduate of Arizona State University. She graduated high school at the age of 16, a little prodigy there, and she graduated college at the age of 20. Kim is married, has one son, lives in Phoenix, Arizona, and yes, Commando is her real name. Kim, welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm terrific. Thanks for having me on board.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on board, and thank you so much for being our guest. And I got to do a shameless plug right now for our sister station, Kim Commando. Your show is heard on the weekends on KVTA here on Gold Coast Broadcasting, so tune in, listen to Kim Commando on the weekends as well. But thanks so much for taking time out of your week to be here.
Oh, you betcha.
So I love it because you really are, with 50,000 phone calls a week, you're taking the digital pulse of America on your show, which I like very much. Callers will call in, they ask you questions, they have issues and so forth. What do you see as some of the top concerns being voiced by your listeners today, Kim?
Oh, boy, I'll tell you. It's all across the board. Right now, everybody's wondering about their smartphones, security on the smartphones, online banking.
Mm.
You know, what type of laptop to buy seems to be a perennial question. How do I figure out what little Johnny is doing online at 2 o'clock in the morning, which is bad. Just, you know it's bad. Or where's my husband going online? And how do I check my wife or my significant other's Facebook email address because I know that they're doing these private messages there? How do I keep track of text messages that are on the kids' phones? I mean, a lot of it has to do with managing information. I mean, it's not so much tech support. The show is not about that. It's more about utilizing technology and using it to benefit your life. I mean, everything that we do right now is so digitally intensive, it seems like.
Well, it absolutely is, Kim, and it's interesting that privacy issues were sort of a common recurring theme in the answer that you just gave me. Are privacy issues in the digital world different or compounded more than they are, say, in the analog world?
Well, you know, online we don't have any more privacy. You know,
right?
You type in somebody's name and you get a whole dossier about what they're into and what they're doing, and you see their pictures, and you know, much to the chagrin, maybe you learn just a little too much. But sometimes that information can be good. I had some friends over at the house, and their daughter is looking at going, I think, at a school not far from you, the Thatcher School.
Oh, yes, right up the road.
Yeah, and that was interesting because when I looked at where you folks were, I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, Juliana was just there last weekend, and she's so excited about being able to go there. And then she's also interviewing at two other schools here in the Phoenix area. And so, but it was interesting because I showed her parents how you can go online to greatschools.org and you can look up parental reviews of schools. I mean, in that sense, it's a great resource because one of the schools that she was looking at, even yesterday when I saw this young woman on campus, I said to her, I said, you know, so you're not looking at that school anymore because it doesn't seem like that would be the best place for you, not Thatcher, another school. And she's like, no, you're right. Because after I read that and I did some more research, I realized that's not where I want to go. But at the same time, I have my niece who's 22 years old, and she's now contemplating in which medical school to go to.
Mm-hmm.
So she set up, as I sat down with her and I said, okay, here's the deal. I mean, you know, you having a beer on the beach was a good idea when you were at Chapman, but now you're looking at going to the University of Minnesota. You know, so how do we, you need to get rid of your Facebook account.
Right. And that stuff, however, doesn't disappear quite as easily as you make it sound, because once it's in the internet, it lives forever. And even though you might wipe it out, there are still digital traces that can be found and revealed for that picture that you took scoffing a beer on the beach. So, like you say, privacy is dead. There's no question about it. But the good side of it, as you also pointed out, is research has been absolutely, it's been a boon to research. If you want to find something out like my wife does, she wants to find out something for our grandchildren. Is this toy a safe toy? Boom, she goes online, and there are 100 other mothers or grandmothers who are looking at this toy, giving their giving their input.
Sure.
Real world examples, which is wonderful. Now,
yeah, and it's really has benefited the health industry. That if you're ill, I mean, clinical trials, just sign up online, figure out what's going on. But at the same time, you don't want to become a cyberchondriac, which is, you know, my husband is forbidden now to go on the internet and look up any medical symptom. Because, let's see, last year he had the dengue fever. he had cancer, a brain tumor, you know, just a whole slew of things. And it ended up that he didn't have anything. So now when I said, well, you know, when you're sick, you need to call the doctor. So, you know, go online and type in. Because no matter what you type into Google with whatever symptom, it's going to come back that you are going to die. So you are just not allowed to do that anymore.
All right. We're talking to Kim Komando, everybody, who is the host of the Kim Komando Show. It's heard weekends here on KVTA, as well as having her on more than 450 other radio stations across the country. Kim, all of this discussion brings up a very interesting point, though, about the internet. And you mentioned it when you used the term cyberchondriac, which I love. I wrote that down. But we're really at a crucible in the internet's development because we're moving from masses of information where you can go online to WebMD and discover that you've got dengue fever towards delivering knowledge. How quickly is that evolution going from just piles and piles of stuff to actually being meaningful, usable information?
Boy, you know, there's a lot of garbage online too, it seems like. Right now, there is enough, we are absorbing enough information, or let me back up. We are putting as much information on the internet that if we wanted to absorb that information, each person in the planet would have to read 173 newspapers every single day.
Wow.
Okay, we have enough information between our cell phones and our email that each person would have to read 6 big newspapers every single day.
Mm.
So we have this massive amount of information, a lot of clutter, and now what people are doing, they're saying, you know what, just give me what I want to know. And that's where the apps are coming in. I want to just see CNN, or I just want to see ABC News. I just want to know what's going on at my local radio station. We have local sites that are coming up that are just geared towards whatever's happening in that community. And so people are learning to filter because we just can't absorb everything that's coming in. So we maybe only hit, say, 12 or 15 sites a day. And then when we hit those sites, we get the information that we need. We get it via our email. We get it via text messaging. Email is actually on its way out. Voicemail is dead. And so now we have all the instantaneous communications that's happening with our cell phones, and that's primarily where we're moving towards in the future.
All right. Well, let's review. Over the years that you have been doing the Kim Komando Show, I mean, you have been in a position to observe all of the ebb and flow in the digital world. And just to give you some of the major milestones that you have been able to observe and also comment on, there were the operating systems wars between Apple's Macintosh and Microsoft's Windows, the browser wars between Internet Explorer, and so forth and so on. The gaming wars, where you have dedicated gaming machines versus PCs, cloud computing, e-commerce, the smartphone wars, which is still going on today, internet versus internet TV integration and so forth, and now the emerging tablet wars that we're starting to see. So what trends do you see or trends that we need to pay attention to in the next year or two in the digital world? What are going to be some of the real blockbusters, and what's going to be the noise, as you put it, that's out there?
You know, I'm not really good at making predictions. I mean, if I did, I would have bought, like, business.com and sold it for a gazillion dollars, you know. I just registered KimKomando.com. I mean, like, who knew? but I can tell you, well, let me back up. Fortune magazine said that I was one of the most powerful women in America. And what that meant is that I had to stand in front of like 100 women, the CEOs of the likes of Arthur Anderson and Yahoo and Xerox and all these other Arthur Daniels and all these big companies. But I also had the chance to get the person who introduced me was a woman by the name of Mary Meeker.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Mary Meeker.
And Mary is really good at trend analysis, although she just left Morgan Stanley.
Mm-hmm.
And as I sat down with Mary and she wanted to show me, and honest to goodness, you can see him on the internet, just Google her name, and just Google Mary Meeker PowerPoint. Okay, the woman does like 135-page PowerPoint presentations. I mean, I'm not kidding you. I'm not exaggerating. They are like 100 pages, and she's showing me all these pages, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. I mean, like, really? I mean, it's like, I mean, I'm sure I have ADD. Just give me, like, the bottom line. You know? And as you start going through and talking with her, and she's just brilliant, is that, and I believe her, that the cell phone is really where we're moving, and that we are going to, these handheld computers, and that everything is, we right now we have the tablets, and the tablets are nice, but it's nowhere near where it's going to be with 3D and dual cameras, and we now have 3D printers that are going to be coming to our homes within the next year or so, so that when we need to buy a part, we can print it out in our homes, or at least maybe go to a store that can print out whatever that may be. But the advancements that we're making in the health field are really phenomenal. That, you know, with our apps on our cell phones right now, one of the things I talked about on last weekend's show is it's just amazing to me that there's an ultrasound app. So what used to take the whole size of a room, or at least a tray, is now accessible through an iPhone app and a wand that's attached to it, being able to take payments. And with our cell phones, there's something called NFC, which is near-field communication, so that we won't carry a wallet anymore. Everything will be available right within our handheld computer, which is essentially our phone.
Interesting. We're talking to Kim Komando, everybody, host of the Kim Komando Show, heard weekends on KVTA and other stations across the country. Kim, so you're not good at prognosticating. That's fine. I didn't want to put you on the spot.
No, that's okay. I just like being honest.
I appreciate the honesty. That's why your fans love you as well. But let me ask you to weigh in on the importance of some companies out there in the digital world. And I'm just going to start right now with the 800-pound gorilla in the room, and that's Apple. What is the importance of Apple right now in our digital world?
Huge. Big. They are moving the industry. They are controlling the industry. If they don't step on too many toes along the way, which today they stepped on some toes, that if you are a developer and you're selling subscriptions or products within your app, now Apple wants 30% of that. So
right.
As long as they don't get too greedy. But their products are amazing. They work right out of the box. The hackers and the crackers haven't yet gotten a hold of how to infiltrate the Macs with viruses such as taking over Windows. But Apple's there for the long run. It's a huge company. It's a big force.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Now, let me ask you, the next one on my list is Microsoft.
Dead.
And the follow-up to that, okay, I want to come to that, but the follow-up is Apple at a point where Microsoft was in 1992 when the browser war started?
Microsoft's dead.
Okay.
They don't have anything. They just did a deal with Nokia, however you want to pronounce it, that basically you have two turkeys that do not make an eagle. Microsoft, the only thing that they have right now is the Kinect, which is their gaming system, which is more than a gaming system. It's going to be the way that we interact with our computers, because no longer do we need a keyboard and a mouse anymore. That's all passe. That's going to be gone here shortly as well.
Good.
But the only thing that, Microsoft really has is this Kinect. Microsoft Office on the web, who really needs it? Microsoft Office as a product, I don't really need that either, when I can get OpenOffice or LibreOffice or something else for free. Cloud computing at live.com, I can get that anywhere. I mean, there's nothing really exclusive for Microsoft anymore. The Windows 7 phone, it's okay, but it's not an iPhone.
All right, so Microsoft is dead. What about Google?
Huge. Taking over the world. Okay, so that's what they do. They take over the world. As long as they don't get too invasive in our privacy.
All right. Now, that's their mantra. I mean, their whole mission statement is to be an integral part of the world economy, and so forth. So that doesn't surprise me with Google. What about Amazon?
Amazon is a tremendous force. Their last quarter, I forget how many. I think they did, what, $4 billion a year or something like that in sales. Amazon's beauty is that I can get anything there, and I can get it delivered instantaneously. Where Amazon's moving now is instantaneous delivery. So if I order it by, say, 10 o'clock in the morning that day, I can get it that afternoon, because as they're establishing distribution centers throughout the country.
Amazing, amazing. And then last on the least, Wikipedia. We just had Jimmy Wales on the show a couple days ago. Tell us about Wikipedia. What's its place in the world, the digital world?
You know, the problem with Wikipedia is that you don't really know how accurate it is. And a lot of people go to it for information, and there really still aren't very many controls on who can edit and what that source of that information is. It's done by the honor system, and unfortunately, I don't think everything's always necessarily accurate. I, as far as I'm concerned, it shouldn't be used in the schools.
Okay, fair enough. We're talking to Kim Komando, everybody, host of The Kim Komando Show. And Kim, I want to turn the focus on you a little bit. Describe the mission statement and the goal of your company, which is West Star Talk Radio Network.
Make money.
Make money. All right, I love it. A capitalist at heart. Is it anything beyond just make money?
No, I'm just teasing you. I mean, money is a side note. When you do what you love, then you make the money along the way. You know, really what I do now is I really am trying to empower people. And in part that everything is really not as complicated as it seems, and that when it all boils down to it, that it's really the human interaction that makes the digital life possible.
Ooh, I like that. The human interaction makes the digital life possible. That is great. Kim, in the 30 seconds or so that we've got left, tell me all of your great accomplishments, your writing, your radio show, and everything else. What is your greatest achievement so far?
Raising a fine young man.
Without a doubt, that is very admirable, and congratulations to you for that. We've been talking to Kim Komando, everybody, host of The Kim Komando Show. She's heard every weekend on over 450 radio stations across the country, including KVTA 1520 right here in Ventura, California. Kim, it has been a real delight speaking with you today. Thank you so much for being our guest. We'll talk to you down the road.
You betcha. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
And you too, Kim.